Man of Hungary has, they were going to send a, I think it was a $54 billion package of aid to Ukraine, which Viktor Orban, he said no to that plan. He ended it. Ukraine isn't going to get Hungary's aid. The European nations can collectively, I think apart from Hungary, if I understand this situation correctly, there's a $50 billion aid package from the other NATO nations to Ukraine, which isn't going to happen either. So what this means is Zelensky has to continue his world tour to beg. He's a beggar, the horse leech of the Proverbs. The horse leech cries in the street, give, give. Give, give. There are two, they're twins. Each of the horse leech's daughters stand in the public square and cry, give, give. This is Zelensky, the beggar. And he's begging not for himself, but for all of the individuals, corporations that have the handout also. $400 billion, no. Is that right? Yes. Presently, to rebuild Ukraine, you're looking at $400 billion. All of the big international companies are looking to profit. Plumbers, engineers, high tech, concrete, structural steel, exactly what the United States did in its aid to Europe after World War II ended. Then in Gaza, the city has been pretty much destroyed, and Israel was forced in this campaign, but already you have the big corporations internationally. They're licking their chops. They're going, and actually they're using AI to figure out how much money and how much richer they're going to get. So everybody, this is a cash cow. And we know that all these wars are cash cows. You know the other cash cow? Every time there's a hurricane, this is why you keep the economies going. This is why the United States Defense Department has spent so much money, time, effort to be able to have a way, create a system, Nikola Tesla's system, of directing hurricanes. Because let's say that you need to hit the South. They need, you know, their economy rejuvenated. Send it. Hurricane into the South, into the area, New York, into that area, in between Florida and New York. Send hurricanes in. I know you're questioning, you're wondering, what am I talking about? I read an article years ago, and I'm pretty sure I may have saved it. The article was, whenever an area is financially in a depressed state, all they need is a disaster, an earthquake, tornado, hurricanes, heavy snow, high winds, and the federal government dumps billions of dollars into that area to rejuvenate that part of the country. Well, Russia is not going to nuke the nations of Europe. People, there's talk that we're going to World War III, nuclear war. No. No, that's not what the Bible says. Yes, there's going to be war. There's going to be conflict. There's going to be death. There's going to be misery. But the nations of Europe, they must continue into the future. There are a few nations that the future's looking dim. And many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. In the game of the rich rulers of the world, the rich men, the rulers, the kings, the captains, they think they have it figured out. They think that they know how to manipulate economy, environment, people. It's backfiring already. They had a way in which to steer things, but you see in that world where these wealthy royals, dynasties, these families, they're at war with themselves. There's war taking place within. Example, Henry Kissinger, he had one way to bring in a new world order. George Soros, he had a different plan. Soros and Kissinger each have their own plan. Soros has the money. Kissinger had the connections. There's a war taking place. And the war is taking place in the kingdom of the wicked. And Christ said that a kingdom divided against itself will not stand. And there is division in the world of the wicked. So the podcast for today's program and all these programs, my programs and the other hosts, 1360khnc.com. Rick Rodriguez, we'll be right back.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts. We are giving away a free desktop PC for the month of December. So come by and check it out and enter to win our free PC giveaway. We provide sales and service for all makes and models. For all your computer needs, come by and see us. We are located in the Orchard Shopping Center in Loveland, next to the Ace Hardware. Or you can find us at PCsandParts.com. Call us at 970-203-0696. That's 970-203-0696.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him. and your future's looking thin. But these things your hearts can rock.
It's all in the game. The wicked rulers, the rich men, the captains, the ship captains, the generals, they have tried and have for centuries and for 6,000 years roughly ruled the world. They have controlled it. They have steered the nations the way they wanted, as they desired, especially in the last 120 years. But God is taking their methods of control out of their hand. I have to bring God into the equation, because there is cosmic law. Cosmic law says that the wicked, they do and will have a time where the world will be turned over into their hand, into their control. But that time is coming to an end now. The wicked, the time of their rule is ended. And one way that God, a cosmic law, is God causes division. He turns them against each other. Kissinger's New World Order plan was, he had a strategy to do it, to bring in this world order step by step. Klaus Schwab, bring it in by force. Bring it in as quickly as possible. Well, now, Henry is no longer with us. Klaus Schwab will no longer be with us here before long. His days are numbered. But George Soros, his days are numbered also. In the Ukraine, the United States CIA, the Rockefeller Praetorian Guard, has been able to create wars internationally. First World War, they were involved with the British and the Germans. World War II, with the British and the Germans, with the Italians, with the French, with the Vatican, with the Red Cross, all humanitarian agencies. Then, this war presently, the CIA has been attempting, planning to overthrow Russia because Russia is standing in the way of their global plans. And they have continued to destroy Russia going back to after the time of Abraham Lincoln. And they failed with each opportunity that they had. Every plan that they had failed. Bolshevik Revolution, successful to a degree. Hitler, Adolf Hitler, what the Bolsheviks couldn't do, Germany thought he'd try his hand at it with the Rockefellers, with the Rothschilds, with Churchill, with Roosevelt, and it failed. They tried to do it, Leo Wanta, at the end of the Reagan administration, to destroy the ruble, make it valueless, and it was pretty much valueless, failed. With Bill Clinton, to end the Cold War, or the beginning to end the Cold War and to begin to build relationships with Russia, Bill Clinton's promise was that the Eastern European nations would not be brought into NATO. By 1998, it was already happening, and Ukraine was already being talked about. Russia's not going to put up with it. It failed. Vladimir Putin is the individual that has scuttled the plans of the unipolar New World Order. Russia, in conjunction with China, they have scuttled the plans that America has been working on for over 100 years with the English and the other rulers of the world. And now, 2 years ago, Russia was forced, 2.5 years actually, forced to go in to Ukraine to end, stop, put a barrier to end American CIA operations using neo-Nazis, the Nazis of Ukraine. And so now Russia has been is now more powerful militarily, economically, diplomatically than she's ever been. This is a fulfillment of the prophecies of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. The land of Magog, the land of Russia, the children of Gog, a family, Rosh and Meshech. They are right on time for this prophecy to be fulfilled. They are not going to nuke the nations of Europe. They're not going to nuke the British. Russia's plans are going to change. Russia's just holding her own in Ukraine and in that area, but Russia is going to be forced to move her armies south. That is what is going to happen. So Russia is not going to nuke the European nations. Now, when Russia moves south with other nations, there may be, well, we've already been, America's already been using small nuclear weapons in Afghanistan. We've already done that. Depleted uranium in the bullets, in the shells, and small micro nuclear weapons. You don't need a lot of nuclear plutonium or whatever it is they put in these explosives. I remember during the Reagan administration, they were going to use these small howitzers that would shoot a projectile 5 miles, and they were going to put a nuke, a small mini nuke on these things, and it would kill everything within 5 miles. And the American soldiers, they weren't too happy about that idea. They weren't too excited about shooting a nuclear weapon, and they would be in the blast area. Oh, I'm sure there were a few crazies that thought, hey, I want to see what that's all about. They like the adrenaline rush. So anyhow, Ukraine, the war is over. Ukraine is going to be strangled economically. And Zelensky is on the, you know, the Rolling Stones are once again on a tour. Geez, for like about the, this is about 90 years since they've been touring, seems like. But Zelensky, he's been on a multi-city tour, multi-nation tour, begging the beggar. And he's going to continue to beg. That's what he does for himself and all of the criminals associated with him. Now, while that is happening in Israel, Israel is every day gaining ground. Every day, Israel is becoming, is successful in the campaign to eliminate the terrorists out of the Gaza Strip. Israel is very effective. It's to the point where they're still using, using the aircraft as they need to. But the ground fighting is taking place. They're flooding tunnels, using these sponge bombs in the tunnels, sealing them off. And the leaders, like this guy Yahya Sinwar, he's the individual that has been running that whole campaign for Hamas. He's their leading commander. He became a refugee and slipped to the border, or slipped with the refugees down into the southern Gaza. They're still hunting for him. They'll get him. It's just a matter of time. And the Hamas is still using the Gazans as human shields. They won't stop. They don't care about these people. But Israel is winning this war. And everything that happens in Lebanon and Syria, Israel is also has made made it very clear to the terrorist groups in Israel itself, in the nation, in Gaza, and in the West Bank. It's made it very clear that Israel is not going to allow these people to kill the innocent Israelis and Arab people in the land of Israel. Israel has made it clear they're not going to allow outside attacks from Hezbollah in Lebanon or the other ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, whoever they may be, the Houthis. They're going to respond immediately to any attacks, any threat. This war is just beginning. And the terrorists in Gaza, they realize that there is no hope for them. They realize that it's just a matter of time. You know, it's a matter of time before the sun sets. You can do everything possible to keep the sun from setting, but it's going to set. And the the sun is going to set on Hamas. If they stay there, they're going to die. If they try to leave, they're going to die. But if they do, if they're able to get out like the young children, these young 12 to 16-year-olds they've been trying to remove out of the Gaza area, they're going to other areas surrounding Israel to be trained to die at a future date. But the present truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for these podcasts and the other hosts on the station.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
This Christmas, experience the magic of Rocky Mountain Freeze-Dry. Our artisan freeze-dried ice cream crafted by our local Colorado company brings a unique twist. Ice cream that doesn't melt. From classic vanilla to exciting cookie dough, our crunchy treats melt into velvety smooth joy. And for a nostalgic twist, try our puffed-up candies, perfect for gifts and stocking stuffers. Visit RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and unwrap the extraordinary.
Ho, ho, ho! You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Yes, Russia is going to be destroyed when she attacks Israel in the present-day Jordan, the nation of Jordan. And the Russia as a nation, I believe, is also going to suffer war. But Russia will continue into the future. There are nations that will reach there. They will be nations that will go into the landfill of history. There are a few of these nations. The main one, and I don't like to talk about this, it bothers me, but the United States of America, the rulers of the world do not have their... they have no plans for the United States of America. The people in this administration that are there presently, this nation and the American people are expendable. And like I had stated yesterday, I believe that eventually Barry Satoro, Christian name, Barack Obama, Muslim name, will return to power. And when he returns to power, people will be shocked, to say the least. They will be absolutely dumbfounded, shocked, in a state of terror, horror. But there are many who will, they will party until they pass out. But I believe he's going to return. And eventually, he, along with the rulers of this nation that work with him, will destroy America. And it says that if I'm correct, that his great weapon that he will use will be AI. Artificial intelligence. People talk about it being used for either good or evil. Well, he will use it for evil. And there are individuals with him that birds of a feather flock together. One of his sidekicks, his companion, his great companion will be Bill Gates of hell. Bill Gates will be the companion of Barry Satoru when Barry returns to power. And there's another individual who is going to further Barry's plans. Name is Yuval Noah Harari. I've been kind of keeping an eye on this guy. In 2015 through 2017, historian and philosopher Yuval Noah Harari discussed how a massive class of useless people was being created. The artificial intelligence revolution is beginning to create the useless class. When asked if his 2015 book provided any solutions, he responded, "At present, the best guess we have is to keep them, the useless class, happy with drugs and computer games." What a brilliant, brilliant statement. Because it's true. Drugs and computer games. In 2015, Harari published two books, Sapiens, which is a brief history of humankind, and Homo Deus, D-E-U-S, I guess it's Deus, a brief history of tomorrow. Now, there's a Dr. John Lennox, who is an Oxford mathematician. He's the author of 2084, Artificial Intelligence and the Future of Humanity. His comment concerning Harari is this: he really is an influencer. What he actually has to say concerns me more because of its inaccuracy, and his reading of history seems to me to be very strange. This was Dr. Lennox. And he said also, in Homo Deus, Dr. Lennox said, Harari says that there are two major agenda items for the 21st century. Quote, the first to solve the technological problem of human death. He regards it as a technical problem, and a technical problem with technical solutions. And then, secondly, to enhance human happiness. On enhancing human happiness, his target is, and this is more or less a quote, is to turn Homo sapiens into Homo Deus. In other words, turn humans into gods. Here we go. Turning humans into gods. there's a coming Antichrist who will declare himself to be God, according to Revelation chapter 13. No, I'm sorry. This was in Isaiah, I believe, chapter 13. He will declare himself to be God. He will ascend above the throne of God. We're at that point now with technology to turn humans into gods. Some of the programs in the past, the near past, talking about Homo Borg Genesis, a DARPA, what would you call it? A DARPA, it was a, not a plan, not a procedure. It was a, they've been practicing on vets. You go into the military, injecting these veterans or the military with vaccinations to alter their DNA, to change their DNA, to take them from being a Homo sapien, changing them into Borgs. We'll be back. Present truth.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
This is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I want to take a second to tell you about my friends over at thefreedompeople.org. If you guys haven't tried them, you need to give them a call today. All you have to do is go to thefreedompeople.org and set up your call. And what can they help you do? Well, through legal and lawful processes, they'll help you reduce exposure to the tax man or other bureaucratic bodies. They can help you do things like set up express trusts, which help manage your business assets and affairs effectively and privately, while helping you gain greater control of you and your family's future. It can also help you do things like set up private membership associations, which help you restructure your business in a way that allows you to run it exactly how you want. If you believe your children should be able to receive their inheritance without paying an arm and leg in taxes, and that taxes are unjust, the government ceases to represent the interests of its people, I want you to take a second today to go to thefreedompeople.org and schedule your call. Let them know I sent you, but more importantly, help make sure that your future is protected and that your business and your family are protected.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Russia will be gone at some point as a nation. Her whole army, 5/6 of her army, will be destroyed, and parts of Russia, too. This is from Tchaikovsky, great Russian composer. But Russia will continue as a people, the Russian people will continue into the future. The American people, this nation, there is an individual coming, and eventually he will destroy this nation. You don't have to believe me. You'll remember. You don't like it. I don't either. But the truth will make you free. The truth will set you free. The truth will give you hope. And the only hope the world has is that Jesus Christ will return and judge the wicked. And judge the wicked he will. But in the meantime, but also, Christ is coming. Before he returns, he is coming as the Holy Spirit to touch the hearts of men and to reveal to mankind that when the wicked come to power, there's no hope. And the only hope mankind will have is the Son of the Living God. He's the only hope. And he desires that all mankind will come to him to ask him to be their God and to give them the hope they need, not just in this time that we live on earth, but eternal hope to be with him in his eternal kingdom. Now here we have this Harari saying that one of the technical solutions is to turn humans into gods. And the Bible says that they're going to give, mankind will have immortality. And this is in Revelation chapter 9, verse 6. There's going to be a way for mankind using this biotech to give the people that take whatever it is a shot. I don't know what it's going to be. But to give them continual life, continuous life. And then once this occurs, these people are not going to be very happy. They are going to seek death. This is exactly what it says, Revelation 9:6. And in those days shall men, these men, seek death and shall not find it. They shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. So Harari is going to get his wish, and he's probably going to take this procedure. He's not an old man, he's a ignorant man. He's probably going to get this procedure, and he's going to seek death, and he's going to desire to die, and death is going to flee from him, and he's going to live and suffer and wish that he could die. And many thousands, millions with him. So this is what is happening. So then after he releases this book, Homo Deus, or Dios, I guess in God in the Spanish is Dios. So this is Deus, I guess. He gave a speech on TED Talks. And he was asked to elaborate on the statement he had made in his book, Sapiens. New classes and new class struggles, just as the Industrial Revolution did, he said. In the Industrial Revolution, we saw the creation of a new class of urban proletariat, and much of the political and social history of that last 200 years involved what to do with this class and the new problems and opportunities. You see, one of these individuals that was not part of the ruling class of the world, his name was John D. Rockefeller. And he wasn't from generation to generation to generation, he wasn't part of these royals. All of a sudden, he's a brilliant guy. He's very industrious. And all of a sudden, you have this individual that is worth billions in 1870 dollars. And here you have these royals who have held this wealth forever. Now you have somebody who has never held wealth, but all of a sudden, instantly, he becomes as wealthy as they are. There's an adjustment that's got to be made. How do you take someone who is not part of the royal lineage, and now he has the money and as much money and has more power, more influence than they had? What to do with this class of the new and the new problems and opportunities? This kind of happened in America when Silicon Valley exploded. It's very interesting. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Have to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love.
And there are going to be many a tear has to fall, and it's all in the game. And be of good cheer. The tears that are going to begin to fall are going to be the tears of the wicked. This is what the Lord Jesus said is going to happen. There's going to be great fear coming upon the children of the devil. Great fear. Now this Harari goes on to say, now we see the creation of a new class, a massive class of useless people. As computers become better and better in more and more fields, there is a distinctive possibility that computers will outperform us in most tasks and will make humans redundant. Now you're redundant, from deplorable to redundant, a redundant class. And then the big political and economic question of the 21st century will be, what do we need humans for? Or at least, what do we need so many humans for? He then asks whether there were answers to those questions. He was asked by the audience if there are answers to the questions in his book. He responded, at present, the best guess we have is to keep them happy with drugs and computer games. Look at these young people. Computer games. I was telling friends on Tuesday night that a child, if it's time for dinner and he has to put down the little computer screen, he'll take the screen over the dinner. You take the screen, the little computer device away, and he will scream bloody murder. He'll dial 911 on you. You can take his food away, no problem. Don't take away the device. He'll call 911. He'll run out into the street, and he'll stop somebody and have you arrested. Their computers, their drugs and their computers. He clarified he was not predicting the future. Oh, yes, he was. He was predicting. When you're in the occult world, you look for every opportunity to predict. And he is predicting. But rather, he said he wasn't predicting the future, but rather laying out possibilities. Quote, it's not prophecy, he says. It's seeing all kinds of possibilities before us, he said. As he saw it, there are only two possibilities. Both would result in a massive number of useless people. So, in other words, technology is going to create humans or turn humans into gods. I'm not going to be able to finish this article. I'm probably going to do a program on it next week. But this gives you an insight into the evil and the evil world that we are entering into. But for the weekend, may the Prince of Peace be with you. The Lord Jesus is the Prince of Peace. May he give you peace tonight. And into the weekend, join me Sunday, 9 to noon. Talk to you next week.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.